Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for June 25th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 to 39. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, What Exactly is Peace? An introduction to our gospel reading. Jesus warns his disciples that their ministry in his name will meet with opposition. However, he assures them that they need not fear, for the truth will come to light. Life is found in Christ. A reading from Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ. I open my sermon with those same couple of words every week. Have you noticed that? Grace and peace to you from Jesus. Grace and peace. Peace. What exactly is peace? I'm not being facetious here. I want to know what you think. What is peace? What is it? Freedom of worry. Calm. What is peace to you? Not worried. Not war. Loving yourself. Coming to this church. Acceptance. Comfort. Those are some really great answers. And a lot of them do fit with the standard dictionary definitions of peace. Things like freedom from disturbance, tranquility, a period in which there is no conflict. And these do all seem like very good ideals that we should work towards as Christians, people who are called to love God and love our neighbor. So you can imagine how perplexed I was when I read our Matthew reading earlier this week and kept stumbling across verse 34, which says, Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Is anyone else a little confused by Jesus' words there? Yeah, I know I had to read it several times this week, and I kept thinking about it and thinking about it, and it bothered me. It didn't seem like these words were the same kind of words that Jesus teaches us all throughout the rest of the New Testament. How could a person who came to show us love incarnate, love personified, say to his followers that he didn't come to bring peace to earth, rather, he brings a sword? And then he doesn't stop there. He says, "For I have come to set man against father, and daughter against mother, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household." Those are some difficult words. So what is Jesus saying here? Why do these words seem to counter everything else we know about Jesus' teachings? Well, after struggling with these verses for a while, I realized why I was so stumped. I was trying to apply my understanding of peace to Jesus' words. I was trying to place what I thought peace should look like or be in the 21st century to Jesus' words about peace 2,000 years ago. What I think of as peace, as probably many others might, is some version of like a worldwide hold your neighbor's hands and sing kumbaya together, where nobody fights, where everyone's free to live in their own way, where everyone has a chance to make their wildest dreams come true. It's a vision of peace that, quite frankly, has a lot of our American ideals baked into it. The circumstances that you or I might think peace would look like now, today, though, is very different from what people 2,000 years ago thought about peace. There was no concept of this complete and total peace, or individual peace even. Peace, for them, was brought about through the power of a strong empire, a leader, an army, weapons, strength, intimidation, control. Things would only be calm 2,000 years ago when nobody felt like they wanted to or they could challenge the empire for control. And the Jewish people were waiting for a Messiah who would bring about that kind of peace. Peace that would bring the Jewish people into power, to tear down the Roman Empire and establish the Jewish people as the leaders, so that all others could be subservient to them. But that isn't what Jesus came to do. He came to show a new way. And that is why he says, "I do not come to bring peace." Because what he's saying is, I don't come to bring peace in the way that you think peace should come. Because there's a very specific cultural and time-bound understanding of peace that's being talked about here by Jesus. And that's an important thing for us to remember. The entire Bible is written during a certain period of time, with a certain audience in mind, with a certain cultural understanding. It's not as simple as just opening it up and reading it plainly or literally. We have to take into consideration these cultural elements. So taking that into consideration, what does Jesus mean with these words? That I do not come to bring peace to the earth, rather I come with a sword. Well, I don't think he comes with a sword of conquest to hurt people. Rather, I think what might be a better cultural translation of the word sword for us is scalpel. I think Jesus is saying that Jesus wants to be able to surgically remove the things in our lives that don't need to be there, to remove the difficult things, which can sometimes even be family members that may be harmful to us, people who abuse us, either emotionally or physically, mentally or spiritually, or maybe people who contribute to continued addiction or harm or self-doubt. Jesus doesn't want that for us. Jesus brings the sword or the scalpel to remove them from being a stumbling block. And it's not just people. Jesus is telling us that we shouldn't give so much power to the forces in the world that tell us we aren't enough or that we need to dominate others in order to succeed. And that's a freeing statement. Because the world tries to demand a lot from us. But Jesus tells us those things don't matter in the eyes of God. It doesn't matter to God how successful you are in your job. It doesn't matter how much money you have. God doesn't worry about how old or young you look or how many wrinkles or gray hairs you have. God's not so concerned about who you love or how you vote or any of the other ways that we tend to judge one another. Jesus gives us permission to say that those things don't matter. Because what truly matters is our relationship with God. It's relational. That's what God's trying to tell us. We're asked to prioritize God first in our lives, in all things. And we know we're not going to be 100% successful on that. But Jesus continues to forgive us and love us and let us know that we are enough no matter what the world tries to tell us. I don't know about you, but that's the peace that I want. The peace that Jesus offers us. Not the peace of the world domination and holding hands kumbaya that we picture in our minds, but the peace of knowing that God loves us each unconditionally. God loves us just as we are. God only wants the best for you, for us, and for all creation. A peace that comes from realizing the love that God has for each and every one of us, and then being able to share that with those around us. Peace be with you today. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.